Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Whereas with the Lord's help, we will conclude the message I began yesterday on a new creation. And I'd like to share a passage I did yesterday, a portion of it, found in Ephesians, the second chapter. I won't read all of them, but verses 8 through 13. Paul says, "By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." He did that when he desired before the foundation of the earth to have you born at this time, at this season, at this point in history. That was his plan for you. Nothing is left to chance as far as God. He plans everything. He is in control. Then that scripture goes on to talk about, he's addressing the Gentiles, and it says you were part of the uncircumcision, but now you are, and were aliens, but now you are no longer strangers from the covenant of promise, no longer aliens or strangers from the commonwealth of Israel, but having no hope and without God, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who once were far off are made nigh or near by the blood of Christ. Think of that. What Jesus accomplished that amazing day when he hung suspended between heaven and earth. It became now for you, the moment you receive Jesus into your life. This isn't a future experience. You're not going to draw nigh one day. You've already accomplished that. Now we are made near by Christ Jesus. Remember, Ephesians 2:10 tells us we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. And Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 through 10 declare, "Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself." You know, I'm thinking of that scripture. I'm just pausing at the semicolon. Thinking of that scripture, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, for thou hast created all things for thy pleasure, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." We're going to ultimately, after all the hurt, our Heavenly Father, all that the God has endured with the sinful world, the unregenerate man, I believe we'll have an opportunity to make it up to him, praise God, because now we're his family. What he's desired from before the foundation of the earth is going to come into reality. We are already his family, but when we're with him, we will all be together. Okay, where was I? He purposed it himself. Okay, verse 10, "that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him." So, beloved, it's not just those who have died and gone before us to heaven that are in Christ Jesus. This scripture boldly declares all things in Christ. Both, it's heaven and earth, it's a totally inclusive, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Praise God. Verse 13 says, "in whom," Jesus, "ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth." Remember, not only, you know, as I've shared a few times on the scripture, on the broadcast. What is truth? As Pilate asks, "Thy word, O Lord, is truth." That's the actual definition. And of course, we know that Jesus is the living word. There's the written word, there's a living word, and he's alive forevermore. And so that truth exists in him. Hallelujah. Ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. That should be a very comforting thing. As long as you don't turn your back on Christ and reject him and refuse the benefits, the beauty of salvation, a relationship with him, you're sealed. It's a done deal. You are preserved. You're protected with that Holy Spirit of promise. 2 Corinthians 5:17 declares, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." He is. If any man be in Christ, that's a position, beloved, that we need to meditate upon. In him we live and move and have our being. Now, if some of you would choose to do so, there's a word study for you in your time of Bible study and reading. And that is just to look up all the references to in him or in Christ or in whom. They're all referring to Jesus. They occur some 134 times in the Bible. And as we read these scriptures and read them carefully, you might want to check out the cross references on them. And you can be sure that whatever God's word says about being in Christ, beloved, that means it belongs to you. That means without a doubt, without any hesitation, without any hesitancy, it refers to you because you are in Christ. So being in Christ means that you're saved of God. You belong to the family of God. Being in Christ means that you're healed of God. Now, for some, that may be a process. I mean, he does heal the wounds. You know, a broken spirit, who can bear? But God brings healing to all wounded spirits. He brings emotional healing. He can bring mental healing. Being in Christ means you're delivered. It's a complete work. It's so exciting when we contemplate it. It's so much bigger than we thought or expected. When he went to the cross, he bore the curse of the law. If we can understand what that means, and broke the power of sickness and disease. He was made sick with our sickness. He was made to pay the penalty of sin for us. We couldn't pay it. But you know what? He didn't stay sick. He didn't stay the cursed of God, which, you know, cursed is everyone who hangeth on a tree, but he is healed, he is whole, he is the unveiled Christ manifesting his glory, the glory of God. He's free from all sin. He never yielded at any time or at any place. He is perfect in all the perfections and characteristics of God, as well as, because he was very God, very man, perfect in his humanity. God sent Jesus. Why? Oh, beloved, this is so exciting. I hope you're getting this, because we've heard these familiar truths before, but somehow it takes revelation to let it penetrate deeply into our hearts. God sent Jesus that he might become the firstborn of many brethren. That's us. God planted the seed in his Son. And in order to get a harvest, he reaps that harvest as new souls are added to the kingdom. That's why it's important we obey the Lord, and wherever God would bring us, take us, however he would move upon us, that we could use those opportunities he presents to witness to others and to see them born into God's kingdom. John 15:7 says, "If ye abide in me," these are the words of Jesus, "and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." Sometimes we get disappointed. You know, we don't see answers to prayer. Now, there could be a time factor involved, but our His words really abiding in you? Have they found a home in you? Have you not only heard them, but you are seeking to put them into practice, into operation? Note what that scripture said. You are abiding in Him. That's your home. You don't let the devil feed you a lie that you're too unworthy to serve God. You were unworthy. That's true. We all were. But you were not worthy, basically, to receive what God did through Jesus. But, I mean, come on, there's nothing in ourselves that are worth anything in our carnal, fallen nature. But Jesus, hallelujah, He did it anyway. And because He died for you, He died for me, He died for every man, every woman, every child, whomsoever will, can come freely, if they will, and be born again and drink freely of the waters of life. Hallelujah. Because He died for you, you can live in Him. He made you worthy. We love Him, beloved, because He first loved us. And as a born-again believer, sin has no dominion over you. Sin cannot dominate you. It has to leave in the name of Jesus. Satan is a defeated foe. He's not your God. Jesus is. One last scripture I'll share with you. James 4 and 7 tells you to resist the enemy, and he doesn't have a choice but to flee from before you. Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. That's the important thing. You have to be submitted to Him. And then, in that power, anointing, and authority, you can resist Him. And, beloved, He will flee from you like He did with Jesus, because Jesus is in you. Praise God. These are some exciting revelations from God's Word. Not new, they've been there all the time, but sometimes we get revelation of familiar passages we've read over and over and over. I am praying that you, as a new creation, beloved, will experience the fullness of that abundant life which Jesus said He came to bring each one of us. I love you, my brothers and sisters. I pray for you every day. I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Perhaps you have some loved ones that are just really burdening your heart. Let's agree for their salvation. If they're backslid, that God will bring them back. And the announcer will share our contact information. If you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally. I love you. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.